I know one of the things that a lot of men and women hope for, Dr. Firestone, is the happily ever after story. And some people find that and some don't. And for a lot of couples, we know that intimacy can be there in the beginning and it can then be lost, and some people restore it and some don't. Can you share with us, I know we only have a few minutes, everyone, we apologize for that, the time is just moving so fast, but if you could share with us, Dr. Firestone, some of the reasons that intimacy is lost and what can be done to restore it.
Right. I think there's a couple of things that interfere with those initial feelings of feeling in love. Is sometimes couples, as they get closer, they kind of merge. They sort of start to feel like we're just one. And then they start to disregard one another. You know, it's like you take it for granted, you know, that your right arm is there for you. You take it, you know, for granted that your partner is there. You don't notice them as a separate person anymore. You don't really pay attention to them and their wants and needs separate from you. You're focused on what you're getting from them, the pattern that you've gotten into, and you sort of lose sight of them as a separate person from you. It's important. When you fell in love with a separate person that you saw walking around on their own, who you were drawn to, attracted to, where you were interested to get to know them. We need to keep that interest in that separateness. It's, you know, that's a big part of love. So one of the ways people lose the intimacy is they stop seeing the other person as the separate person who they are. And they stop paying attention to that and being generous toward that person and caring about what would make them feel good. All those things are really important. So, you know, one of the ways people can get back to it more is to see your partner as a separate person, to recognize that they exist completely separate from you, they have their own life, and that they're still that vibrant person that they were. So, you know, if your partner gives up everything that they were doing prior to you and you become their life, then they lose their interest to you, actually. It's important to maintain your separate interests and the things that you were doing that made you feel good separate from your partner, and then bring your partner into those where you can. And grow your two worlds, not shrink your world, so not give up all the things your partner doesn't like to do, or don't see those friends because your partner doesn't like them, or whatever. That shrinks your world, and when a partner does that, that actually starts to kill the love. So it's important to maintain that sense of identity and who you are as a separate person. That's part of the spark, and especially sexually, that's a big part of the spark, is that other person and them being drawn to you.
So Dr. Firestone, I tell you what, we have literally 30 seconds. I wish we had more time. This went by too fast. Thank you for what you shared with us. Could you share, and we'll definitely get together again so we can continue this conversation. We have to. It's critical. But before we went out, these last 18 seconds, can you tell us more about your website?
Yeah, our website is psychalive.org, and that's where you can find all this helpful information, e-courses we do, webinars. In fact, we have a free webinar tomorrow about emotion, so you can understand your emotions better, and that helps your relationships. That will be archived, and it's available anytime to people.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and I'm definitely looking forward to us getting together again in the future.
Okay, sounds good, Carl.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.